This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Wow. We're good? Yeah. Okay, welcome everyone. We continue in Masech Demayit Katan. Daf, Chaf, Vav, Amud, Aleph. We start from Tanur Rabbanan, Chaf Hei Amabes. Tanur Rabbanan, Ve'ilu, Kroin, Shein Masech, and the following tears cannot be repaired. Hakarei love of Yalimai, one who rips for father and mother, Vial Rabbi Shalimdoi Torah, and your primary Rebbe who taught you Torah, from who you learned Rav Chachmasai, Vial Nasi, and on the leader of the Jewish people, that could be the king, that could be the Nasi, Vial Av Bezdin, and the head of the Bezdin, who's second in command to the Nasi, Vial Shmuais Ra'ais, or for bad tidings, we're going to see what bad tidings this refers to, Vial Birchas Hashem. And if you hear a blasphemy, hear somebody curse the name of Hashem, thou sefer Torah shenisraf, or a sefer Torah that's burnt. V'al ore Yehuda, or if you see the cities of Yehuda in desolation, V'al amikdash, or you see the Beis HaMikdash in desolation, V'al Yushlaim, you see Yushlaim in desolation, for all these three things you have to tear kriya. So Gemara will discuss how do you do this. V'koyreya al mikdash, first you tear for the mikdash, and then you add to the tier, you make the tier larger, you add for Jerusalem.
What do we say about tearing for Rebbe?
Mm-hmm.
The second you turn your head away, you could repair it. But we have a chacham. So here it says.
Where?
The Elokarnia Ein Misachim.
Mm-hmm. So what do we have?
Turn around from the procession.
Where is that? The moment you turn around, you could repair it. You could be shoylel. No, then we have you could be shoylel.
Right.
Yeah, shoylel means to baste. Shoylel means to baste. It means uneven stitching, but you're not really repairing it.
Not repairing.
You mean you can't sew it back the way it was. Okay, it's shoylel is like a loose stitching. Okay, fine. So the Gemara continues. Aviv v'imai v'rabbi shalom de'terminan. How do you know you tear for a father, a mother, and a Rebbe who teaches you Torah? Dechsiv. This is speaking about the demise of Eliyahu the prophet. The Elisha ra. Elisha saw. V'hu mitzayik. And he cried out, Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael uParashav, my father, chariot of Israel and horsemen. So Avi, Avi is the Avi v'imai. He referred to Eliyahu as his father, meaning he treated him like his father and his mother. So from here we learn that for a father and mother, you tear kriya. Rechav Yisrael uParashav, when he referred to him as chariot of Israel and its horsemen, Zeh Rabbi Shalimdoi Torah. This refers to his Rebbe who taught him Torah. My mashma, how do we see from Rechav Yisrael uParashav that this refers to your Rebbe who teaches you Torah? Kedem Targim Rav Yosef, as Rav Yosef was Matargim. We know Rav Yosef was blind. And if he's blind, you know how to say Psukim Baal Peh, so he would say the Targum of the Psukim. Rabbi Yosef was Matargim. Rebbe, Rebbe! What did Elisha mean, Rebbe, Rebbe? De Tav Lahoin Li Yisrael. Meaning he translated Avi Avi as Rebbe, Rebbe, De Tav Lahoin Li Yisrael, who was better for the Jewish people, but Sloise in his prayer, Mirasikin Uparash, and then a chariot and a horseman. In other words, we see from Rechev Uparashav that he was referring to Eliyahu in his capacity as his Rebbe. And we know Elisha tore his clothing. And he cried out, Father, Father. That indicates one tear is for father and mother. And he cried out, Chariot of Israel, which is referring to Eliyahu as his Rebbe. Minalan, v'loy misachin minalan. How do we know that we don't repair it? Dechsiv, v'yechezak b'begadav. And he grabbed his garment. V'yikra'im, L'shnayim krum, and he tore it into two tearings. Mimashma shenemra vayikraim. It implies from the fact that it says, and he tore any yodeya shel l'shnayim. Don't I know that it was into two? Obviously, if he tore it, it was into two. Elamalamed, why does it have to say he tore it into two that remained in two pieces that is not allowed to be repaired? Elamalamed, shekruim va'imdim l'shnayim la'olam. We learn out that it was torn and remained that way in two forever. Yep. Amalei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, why did Elisha tear Kriya, but Eliyahu didn't die? Eliyahu chayhu. Eliyahu didn't die. Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan said, Kim dechsev lai ru'u oid, since it says he didn't see him again, legabe didei kamei stami. Yeah, he didn't die, but legabe, relative to Elisha, it's like he died because he never saw him again. He went up to the heavens and he never saw him again.
I mean, in the future, though, how do you know at that moment he's not going to see him?
But since he went up to Shemayim, those who go up to the Shemayim, they don't come back. That's what they say. In other words, Stam, but the Rishonim say that if the Rebbe goes overseas and you're never going to see him again, let's say the Rebbe goes to the Galapagos Islands and you know he's never coming back, you don't tear Kriya. It's only because he went up to Shemayim. So it's not just because, in other words, not only because he, it's because of where he went. He went up to Shemayim, he's never going to see him again.
You know, Yaakov Leimen, so the same thing. They were,
yeah.
The Torah says straight out that the Klal Yisrael was masked in him. Even the Rashi says Yaakov Leimen. Same idea.
Yeah, right, so they say Yaakov Leimen, but Yisrael Meis. Okay, I hear it. But Elio Mamish didn't die. Elio wasn't buried. He went up to heaven. He scaled the heavens. Okay. Nasi va'av bezdin u'shmo yisro harois minalan. For the Nasi, the av bezdin and bad tidings, how do you know? D'chsiv va'yechazak David bevagadav. And David grabbed his garment. Va'yikroim, and he tore it. V'gam kol ha'noshim asher itay, and also all the men with him. Va'yaspedu, and they eulogized, vayivku, and they cried, vayatsumu, and they fasted ad ho'erev till the evening. Al Shaul, over Shaul, v'al Yonasan benoi, v'al Am Hashem, v'al Beis Yisrael, ki naflu b'charav. So this was the episode. There's a story. The what happened was Shaul and Yonasan benoi went out to war against the enemy, together with a large portion of the Jewish people, and there were terrible casualties. And Shaul died, and Yonasan died, and many Jews died. And this was Shaul, as we're going to see, was the king. Yonasan was the Av Bezdin, and the Shmois Rois was a good chelek of Klal Yisrael were decimated. Shaul, who Shaul? Zenasi. Shaul refers to the king. Yonasan ze Av Bezdin. Yonasan is the Av Bezdin. Al Am Hashem v'Al Beis Yisrael elu shmuis harois. For the nation of God and the house of Israel, this refers to bad tidings.
How do we know it's on all? In other words, maybe it's just Av Bezdin. In other words, it's one pasuk. Maybe it's
only if all of them die. You only, right, good kasha. Meaning, how do you know that for any one of these, maybe you need a bunch of them? Good kasha. Amar le Rav Bar Sheval Rav Kahana ve'ima ad hava kulo. Maybe until you have all of them, meaning maybe only tear kriya if the nasi the av bezdin and you have bad news on top of that. Amar le. So Rav Kahana said back to Rav Bar Sheva, al hivsika inyan. It says that vayachzak dovev yikrim begam al shol. V'yal Yonasan, v'yal Amashem. Say, Al Shaul, Yonasan, v'yal Amashem. Why al? Meaning any one of these is roi to rip on. Says the Gemara, Umi karina nashmois harois? Do you tear kriya for bad reports? V'ha amrulei l'shmuel. They told Shmuel, katal shibur malka. Shibur malka killed. Tresar alfi Yehudai. B'mezigas Kesari. Shibur Malka king killed 12,000 Jews in Mezigas Kesari. That's a place. V'leikara, and Shmuel didn't rip. Says the Gemara, no, loy amru ela b'roiv tzibor. You only tear kriya when the majority of Klal Yisrael are killed. Now that's, how is that even possible? When would that ever have been? So what does it mean, Beroiv Tzibor?
Holocaust.
I don't think so. I think there were 18 million Jews in the world at the time. Maybe most of European Jewry. Maybe in the times of the Churban. But I think the Rishonim say, what?
The first
Churban. Maybe.
The first one?
The first Churban, you're saying?
And the episode was Shaul.
So the episode was Shaul.
Was it Roiv Bnei Yisrael?
So I think the Rishonim say like this, that Roiv of Bnei Yisrael went to war. Roiv of Bnei Yisrael went to war and many died. So you don't need most of Klal Yisrael to die, but most of Klal Yisrael went to war and there were casualties in the most. In the body of the most, there were casualties. Or they say, if you have the majority, we know that, like the Gemara in Horia says that a Shevet is called a Kahal. So if you have the majority, if you have a number of Jews that would constitute the majority of a Shevet that die, that would also be considered Roiv HaTzibor. Uchamayisah Shehoya, like in the story of Yonasan and Shaul. Frakti Gemara, are the facts correct over here? But they told Shmuel that that Shibor Malka killed 12,000 Jews? Umi kato Shibor Malka yidoy? Did Shibor Malka kill Jews? Va'amarli Shibor Malka Shmuel. One time Shibor Malka commented to Shmuel, Tasty, I should get reward. I never killed a Jew in my life. So what does the report even mean that they told Shmuel that Shibor Malka killed 12,000 Jews? Shibor Malka once praised himself that he never ever killed Jews. Says the Gemara, he never killed Jews for no reason, but he killed Jews. Hasam, what he meant was, Inhu Garmel and Avshayo. There they caused their own death. Those Jews, Taka Shibor Malka killed, but they brought upon themselves. The Amar Rab Ami, Rav Ami said, "Lekol yatiri demezigas kesari." By the sound of the harp strings of mezigas kesari, paka shura de Lutkia, the wall of Lutkia was cracked. What does this mean? Look at Rashi, second line, garmul enafshayu, demardube. The Jews of mezigas kesari rebelled against him. Bahaduk amar loy katali Yehudi. When Shibor Malka says he didn't kill Jews, Rotzolemer b'chinam, for nothing. Because when they were rebelling against him, they were playing their instruments, like they were proud that they were rebelling. So they were instigating him. So he had to kill them. But what he meant was he never killed Jews that when it was unwarranted.
What kind of king he was?
He was a king who killed 12,000 Jews.
No, I mean which nation?
He had an entire so-so.
Who?
Shibor Malka?
I just remember.
Whoa. Shibor or Shippur?
Shibor.
Back it up, baby.
Okay. So, Al Birkas Hashem Inalan. How do I know that you tear clothing if you hear Hashem's name being cursed? Tachsiv vayava Eliakim ben Chilkiah. Eliakim and Chilkiah came. Asher alabayis, that was on the house. V'shevna hasoifer, and Shevna the scribe. V'yoyach ben Asaf hamazger. Yoyach ben Asaf the recorder. Al Chizkiyahu, they came to Chizkiyahu kurei begadim, with torn clothing, because they heard God's name was blasphemed. So from here we learn that for blasphemy you tear your clothing. If you hear blasphemy, you tear your clothing. Tan Rabbanan, now here's the problem. Let's say you hear blasphemy, you tear your clothing. But now you need to go report it to a Beis Din. So the Edom are going to say it over to Beis Din. So when the Edom say it to Beis Din, now they're going to be blaspheming again. Do they have to tear their clothing after they say the Edos? Tan Rabbanan, Echad Hashoymeya, the Echad Hashaymea Mipi Hashemea. Whether you hear it yourself, or even if you hear somebody tell you that it was done, you also have to tear your clothing. Chayiv Lekroya. V'ho'idim, and the witnesses, Einon Chayavim Lekroya, they don't have to tear again. Shekvar Karbusha, Shesham, they already tore when they heard it. So when they say it again, they don't have to tear it.
They don't have to specifically say what was said.
They do. They have to say it again. But what do you say, they do or they don't?
No, they do.
They do, correct. They do. Right. But they don't tear again.
They don't repeat those words.
Yeah, they say it straight out. Yeah, they have to say it. Those words.
Oh, I thought that they just like kind of hinting what he said.
No, because then it's there's no testimony.
Yeah, it's not real.
In order for it to be testimony, they got to say it straight out. B'sha sheshamu mayhava. What do you mean, at the time they heard, so what? Hakoshama ashta. They're hearing it now. Very nice, they tore the first time, but they're hearing it now. Says Gemara, lo yisalka daitach. No, don't think that way. Don't say just because they're hearing it now they have to tear again. We're going to bring a proof that they don't tear again. Dechsev, vayihi kishmaya hamelech Chizkiyahu. And it was when King Chizkiyahu heard, vayikra esbegadav. And Chizkiyahu tore his garments. Vayikra esbegadav. Hamelech. So when the king heard the blasphemy, the king tore his clothing. Hamelech kara, v'hem lo karu. The king tore, but they didn't tear. Why? Because they already tore the first time. V'loy misachin minalan. How do I know that if you hear blasphemy, you don't repair it? As ya kriya kriya. We learn out kriya kriya. It says kriya over here by blasphemy, and it says kriya by the pasuk, I would guess, vayichazek b'bgad vayikrayim l'shnayim kraim. Let's see how Rashi teaches kriya kriya. Rashi doesn't say. Tosis says, teimem kein nelef kol kriya shlo yisachem mikriya kriya. We should learn every kriya should not be repaired if we have exershav of kriya kriya. Okay. The Gemara continues. Sefer Torah shenisuf minalan. How do you know if a Torah is burnt? You have to tear kriya d'chsiv. So this is talking about, you know, the Sefer Echa was actually written before the Churban. Very interesting. Perek 1, 2, and 4 were written before the Churban. And it was told by Hashem to Yirmiyah, to tell Baruch ben Neriah, and they proclaimed it in Klal Yisrael as sort of a way to scare Klal Yisrael. You should know, You better get your act together, otherwise Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. Even though the Navi is speaking about the aftermath of the Churban, it was said before it even happened. So then
uses,
and a lot of people were very scared by it. A lot of people changed their ways by it. But then they brought it to the king, Yehoyakim, and he was not unfazed by it. Vayihi kekrai Yehudi shalosh delasos v'arba. When a person by the name of Yehudi read three stanzas and four. It's referring to three psukim and four psukim. Vayikra betar hasofer. The scribe ripped it out with a razor. Vahashlech alaish, and he threw it in the fire. Asher al ha'ach, which was on the fireplace, the brazier. So they ripped up Echa after they read three and four psukim. Says the Gemara, my shalosh dola sois v'arba. What does it mean after three stanzas and four? Amrule Yehoyakim, they said to Yehoyakim, Kasav Yirmiyah Sefer Kinnis, Jeremiah wrote the book of Lamentations. Amrulehu, so Yehoyakim said, Maksive, what does it say in the book? So they said, Echa Yashva Badad, alas, she sits in solitude. Jerusalem sits in solitude. So he says, what do I care? As long as I'm the king, I don't need any other people to be there. Amrulehu, I know Malka, I'm the king. Amrulehu, they told Yehoyakim, what do you mean? It said that she weeps bitterly at night. Aren't you worried about the impending Churban? He says, I know Malka, I'm the king. What do I have to worry about? Yehuda is exiled out of poverty. He said, what do I care? Let them go. I know Malka. The roads of Tzion are mourning. He said, I know Malka. As long as I have my job. They told, so they, after reading four stanzas, they read, Hayut Tzareha L'Rosh, the enemy of the Jew became the leader. Hayut Tzareha, her adversary became the leader, meaning you lost your job. What? This is really the fifth. So after reading four, Hayut Tzareha L'Rosh, Amalhu Man Amra, who says this pasuk? Who said that her leader is going to become her adversary? So they continue that pasuk. Because God has visited her for her abundant sins. So now he's threatened. Now God is saying, you lost your job, Yehoyakim. Miyad kadar kol askara shaba. He immediately cut out all of the mentions of God in Echa. The Sar foundation, he burnt it in fire. How do we see what?
How does this answer the Gemara's question?
That how do we know you rip your clothing for a burn? So the Gemara's understanding after they read three psukim and then the fourth. Here, listen to what happened. Then he cut out. You're saying it was really five psukim? Echa, Bachai, Galsa, Darche. It means after four.
So what's the third? What's the? Why are we saying three or four?
After three and then the fourth. You mean why it should say four? It means after three and then the fourth. But the truth is, you're right. It was after the fifth.
Well, Rashi says shalosh dalsos arba ki loymar arba psukim. That's.
Mm-hmm. So I read it after three and then the fourth. That means after four. Why it means after four? So, Bahainu Dechsiv, oh, look, so we still haven't answered the question. In other words, how do we know you have to write Kriya? Bahainu Dechsiv, V'loi Pachadu, they weren't afraid. V'loi Karu Begdechem, they didn't tear their clothing. That implies Meklal, Debo'u L'mikra. From here we learn that they should have tore their clothing. So Amar Lei Rav Papa, Rav Papa said, how do you know they should have tore their clothing? How do you know this shows that you tear clothing for a scroll that's ripped? Maybe they tore their clothing for a bad news, for the impending Chorban, for Shmuis Rois. Amar Lei Rav Papa Labai, Emar Misham Shmuis HaRois. Maybe it's because of the bad reports. Amar Lei, Shmuis Rois Bahi Shaita Mihava. There's nothing. A bad report is not something bad will happen. Something bad happened. And nothing bad happened yet. Okay. Amar of Chelboy, Amar of Huna. Haroya Sefer Torah Shenikra, Chayv Lekraya Shtei Kriyos. Echad al Agvil, V'echad al Aksav. Rav Chelboy said the name of Huna, someone who sees the Sefer Torah that's torn, you have to tear a Kriya twice. Two, you have to tear twice. One for the parchment and one for the writing. Shenemar, Acharei Seroif HaMelech Esamegillah, V'yes ha-dvarim. It says there in Yirmiyah, after the king burnt the scroll, and the words.
So if it's ripped on the seam, or the words attached.
Again, this is talking about where. I mean, if it again, this is not talking about if it accidentally tears. I mean, what if someone's doing hagbah and it tears? Do you have to tear kriya? I think so, not. Okay, we'll look. So, if you do Hagba and then the Sefer Torah tears, then what? Yeah, you have to tear? I don't think so. Think if it's intentional. If it's purposely torn. Rav Soloveitchik asked the Stiro, because elsewhere the Gemara says that when Rav Chanina ben Tradyon was going up in fire, so they said, what do you see? You see, Oisiois, Parchois, right? That the parchment is being burning, and the letters are flying up to Shemayim. So we see from there that when a Sefer Torah is burnt, the only tragedy is the parchment, but the Oisiyos don't actually burn, and the Oisiyos fly off. So why over here, if you see a Sefer Torah that's torn, do you have to tear Kriya for the Oisiyos and the parchment?
Maybe it was in that particular accident.
It doesn't intentionally.
That the letters were flying.
It was only in that situation because he was such a big tzaddik. So Rav Soloveitchik says it depends who's destroying the Sefer Torah. If a guy is destroying this, a guy cannot destroy Oisiyos. So, but when a guy destroys it, the Oisiyos are parchos. But when a Jew tears the Sefer Torah, a Jew has shlita over kedusha. A Jew could tear the parchment and the Oisiyos. Okay. Yeah, we once spoke about that. Shenemar acharei sreif hamelchas hamegillah v'yesadvarim. Rabbi Abba of Rav Huna Bar Chiya. Rabbi Abba and Rav Huna Bar Chiya have a yasvi, kamed Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba and Rav Huna Bar Chiya were sitting before Rabbi Abba. Boi la'afnuye. Rabbi Abba needed to defecate. So they're both sitting together, and Rabbi Abba needed to take care of his needs. So they were sitting together, Rav Abba and Rav Huna Bar Chiya, and Rav Abba needed to go to the bathroom. Shakle l'toy tafte. So Rav Abba took his tefillin. Achde abe sadya. He put it on a cushion. He put his tefillin on a cushion. So you always have to be careful when you put a tefillin on a cushion, because you never know, an ostrich could come and swallow the tefillin. Says Gemara, Asa bas na'amisa. An ostrich came along. By Lamivla, and he tried to swallow the tefillin. It's, you always have to be careful about that. And the apostle?
Yeah.
Really? It's a good story. Should tell Pesach Kron.
I killed the whole thing because there's a lot of build up and there's a lot of.
So basically, the ostrich came along, and he tried to saw the tefillin. Amar hashtei chayvin lishtei kriyas. I have to tear kriya twice, one for the parchment and one for the letters, because tefillin are parshiyos of Torah. And we see even for just the Megillas Eicha, you have to tear kriya, even for four psukim. Amar alei minalach. How do you know you have to tear kriya for what? Three or four psukim. Havaha, amar alei minalacha. They said to Rabbi Abba, how do you know this? The Habadidi Hava Uvda, meaning Rabbi Huna Barchia said there's a story with me. Vasal Kamed Rav Masna, and I asked Rav Masna, what's halacha when an ostrich swallows your tefillin? It's a very common thing. Vahava biyade, and he didn't know, Rav Kahana didn't know. The Rav Masna didn't know. Asal Kamed Rav Yehuda. I came before Rav Yehuda, Amrali, Hachi Amar Shmuel, Lai Amru Elabizraya. You only have to tear kriya if it's done by force, where she'en yachal lahitzilai, where you can't save it. Uchamaisa shahaya, and like the story that happened, the story with like the maisa shahaya with Yehoyakim, but the case of the ostrich. It's the ostrich. Which bracha was the ostrich?
Can't walk back. Never go back.
There's no returning.
Right.
So
I'm saying you can't walk backwards. So
because there's only
forwards after that.
Especially and think about it, he wants to eat up your tefillin. Then for sure there's no going back.
Rav Huna fasted 40 days for the tefillin being
right
flipped.
Yeah.
So kal v'chaymer, if an ostrich eats your tefillin, you should.
Right. It's only if it's by force, like the story that happened. Okay. Alright, Yehuda minalan. How do I know that if you see the cities of Yehuda, you have to tear kriya? Dechsev, vayavoyu anashim mishchem, mishilai umishaimrain. And the men came from Shechem, from Shilai, and from Shimron, Shmoinimish, 80 men, Megulach, Hezakein, having with shaven beards, Ukrei, Begadim, and torn garments, Umizgoidim, and they were gashed, Umincha, Ulavaina, Biadam, with flour and frankincense in their hands, Lahavi, Beis Hashem. So what do we see from here? That they came from Shechem, Shilai, and Shimron, which, by the way, are not Me'ore Yehuda. And they came torn when they saw the Arei Yehuda.
What
Arei Yehuda are the cities of the region of Yehuda. Mitzpah is from the Arei Yehuda. That's from the Chelek of Yehuda and Binyamin. Yeah, Judea, right. Let's finish this up. Amar B'chelboi, Amar Ula Bira, Amar B'lazar, Haraya Arei Yehuda B'chorbanan. When you see the Arei Yehuda in their state of destruction, Oimer, Are kadshecha hayu midbar v'karei. You say your holy cities were deserted and you tear. There's a certain kedusha in the Arei Yehuda more than any other cities in Eretz Yisrael.
So
They have a status, Ore Yehuda. They have a din of Ore Kodshecha, and when you see them, you have to tear Kriya. We really should discuss whether we do this L'maisa, because we know we tear Kriya in the Makam HaMikdash, but do you know anyone who tears Kriya when they see Ore Yehuda? You know anyone who tears Kriya when they see Yerushalayim? Actually, you're supposed to when you see the Har HaBayis, but when you just see Yerushalayim, we have to see. Yerushalayim b'churban, when you see Yerushalayim and it's destruction, Omer Tzion midbar hoysa. Tzion has become a desert. Yerushalayim shemama, Yerushalayim is desolate, v'koreya. And then, Beis HaMikdash b'churbanoi, Omer Beis Kodshenu v'sabartinu, the house of our Mikdash and our glory, asher hilalucha v'sinu, that our fathers praised you, and Hoya l'sreif ha'seish has burnt down, v'chol machmadenu, and all of our treasures, Hoya l'charva has been destroyed, v'koreya, and then you tear. Okay, so we have to learn whether we do this l'maisa to tear for the Arei Yehuda and for Yerushalayim. Bezus Hashem, next time we'll do Amid Beis. We'll have to stay tuned if we could do it tomorrow night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.